All right, well, we start off with what top celebrity Americans would like to see run for president? What top celebrity would Americans like to see run for president?
The Rock has to be on there.
Well, we'll see. We'll come up with an answer for you at the end of our Bull Bits this morning.
Oh, is it one answer?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
We'll see.
I may have just spoiled it.
No, maybe not.
Birthdays today. Rapper Waka Flocka Flame is 38. Clint Eastwood is 94 years old. And Joe Namath, Broadway Joe, is 81 today.
Way to go, Broadway Joe. Brew Hot Soma and also Fazin Greater from... What's his name? Z-A-K-I. Zaki?
What?
Anyhow, his name is... Brewhot went up against Fazin in last night's Scripps National Spelling Bee. Here's what happened.
I want to say that was really amazing. The spell off results are in. Brewhot, during the spell off, you correctly spelled a total of 29 words. Fazin, you correctly spelled a total of 20 words. That means that Brewhot Soma, you are the 2024.
Congratulations.
You get a brand new car.
I forgot exactly how unexciting the host of the Scripps National Spelling Bee is. He's so droll.
Good morning. How are you?
But like, he's also quick with a joke. He's a conundrum of a human being.
Nice to talk with you, Ryan.
Yeah, but then he'll punch you in the face with some sort of dry punchline and you're like, what?
Yes.
July 7th is an important day. That is the start of Shark Week. And this year, the host of Shark Week on the Discovery Channel is the man which you cannot see. John Cena is hosting Shark Week this year.
How sweet is that? A spot as sweet as the new M&M candy flavor coming out.
Ooh.
M&M revealed a new flavor called Milk Chocolate Pumpkin Pie.
Ooh, what?
The candy combines pumpkin spice with milk chocolate. That's a winner.
And coming, September 1st, probably.
I hope it comes quicker than that.
We'll try that here. We'll do live taste tests. I'm down for that.
Mm-hmm.
We take it to Glendale, Arizona, where the police there have arrested a suspect they've nicknamed the Thong Thief.
The Thong Thief?
The Thong Thief, where she wears underoos with eye holes cut out in them and runs around different stores. Now, they call Leticia Perez the Thong Thief because she has been arrested after stealing thousands of dollars of underwear from Victoria's Secret. They caught her after 8 shoplifting incidents in Glendale and Phoenix down there in Arizona. And so, henceforth, Leticia Perez shall be known as the Thong Thief.
The Thong Thief. Wow. It's International Blondes Day today, and a new survey by Tony and Guy Salons reveals that blondes spend about $51,000 on their hair over the course of their lifetime.
That seems low.
Brunettes will spend $44,000 on their hair over the course of their life.
What about redheads?
They don't care.
Okay.
They don't have that. They don't have that. They don't have anything for redheads.
Wow. Okay.
In their survey. 60%
so they don't
of
care
women,
about redheads.
Yep. 60%
cool.
of women will spend whatever it takes to have great hair. Well, yeah, I get that. But now you know where your paycheck is going to, Ryan.
Right. Here's the cool thing. Nikki's mom does hair.
Oh, even cooler.
Nikki's mom does hair, so Nikki's never spent a dollar on her hair. Her mom has, getting the products and such, but like Nikki is scot-free in that category.
Well, at least you know where my paycheck goes to now.
Yeah, right. Yeah, sorry about that.
Who's a real blonde? Oh, she's been a blonde her whole life. So, celebrities that Americans would like to see run for president, according to a new article by Talker Research.
Okay.
Who do you think that celebrity is? You said...
I said The Rock.
He is tied in first place.
With Kevin Hart?
No.
With who?
No. Denzel Washington.
Really?
Yes. Denzel Washington, the top celebrity Americans would like to see run for president, and his running mate, Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
Who's number two?
Dwayne The Rock Johnson is tied
at
two. Then
who?
That would be Tom Hanks in third.
Okay.
Then Clint Eastwood, followed by George Clooney.
Interesting. Clint Eastwood at 94 might still be more mentally capable than the guy we currently have.
It's crazy.